in this new world of ours is the Shiloh of Geirus. Of course, whether you are going to go into the rabbinate or not, but there are two important matters. First of all, there is a tremendous pressure of public opinion. So as you're going to say public opinion in Halacha, well, the reality is that even though you find rabbis that in theory they will tell you, of course, you know, shouldn't accept gerus unless it's a ger tzedek. But very often when it comes to the maise, when you have a balebos of yours that is going out of his mind, it's a major tragedy in his family, unless you perform a gerus to the boy that his daughter fell in love with. So what became very porous, the whole idea of gerus in the world. So it's worthwhile, in order to get an insight into it, to go through a little bit the mekoiros, because you know there is a statement in the Gemara, im roiso talmid chochem she oso aveiro belailo al teharher achrov b'yom, because oso tshuveh, I think it says shem oso tshuveh, it says vaday oso tshuveh. So somebody once made a joke and he said, well, if you see a talmid chochem that does something which is not a pi aloche, don't worry, he'll make up some tshuveh and he'll make sure that it's okay. So the reality of it is that a lot has been written on, Het Peirim, and some of the Tzdodim we'll talk about. But what are the Mekoris? So first of all, you do have apparent contradictions in the Mekoris. Now, on the one hand, in the Tshuves, they bring down, for instance, there is a Sifrein Dvorim that says that it's a mitzvah to be megayer. It's a mitzvah to be megayer, and according to this, in the Sifrei, it says shenemar ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho. The mitzvah sasei ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho includes to make God's name ohuv al abriyos, and that means legayer. It's a mitzvah to go around being megayer. It's a mitzvah sasei ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho. I saw in the what? It's broke down in the mitzvah of after Hashem Elokecho. In the smag there is a pirush of the riperlo in the bottom. So he brings down the smoker from the sifri on the smag. It's a mitzvah to be megar ve'ohavtis Hashem Elokecho.
The smag brings it, or the super, the commentary?
The riperlo on the smag brings it down. And the raya, it's a pretty strong raya here in the Gemara in Yevomis here, Mem Zayin Omed Beis. We'll see afterwards in the Rambam, but here the simple pshat in the Gemara, take a look, the Gemara says here, concerning the Mishneh, that you are not allowed to let him wait, loy mashim kibel, once the ger is mekabel the mitzvah, is mekabel malin oisoy miyad, right? Says the Gemara here, Mem Zayin Omed Beis, my taimo, why is malin oisoy miyad, what's the mitzvah miyad, why do you have to, why can't you wait till tomorrow? Says the Gemara, my time of shiu mitzvah loy mashinon. you don't postpone a mitzvah. So the Gemara is also mashma that it is a kiyum mitzvah to be megayer.
Talking about actively going out, what was the finish that you're trying to bring? We don't find
the truth of the matter is it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. I mean, we don't find in the Rambam or in the Smag, right, that one of the mitzvahs is legayer. I mean, the most you can say that it's included into something else. Like it's a, it is a chidush. What?
Question of Ger Katan, the Gemara in Ksubos implies that...
It's a schutzpah, okay. Something else.
No. There's an opinion there, the one on the side, I forget who's the, has the parish, Tosus Rit there?
This is what?
That it's a mitzvah for Beis Din to go try to collect Ger and Katanim. Since you can be, if you can tova them on das Beis Din, it's a
schutzpah. You mean, gmilas chesed.
Right.
Yeah,
if you can grab them, okay. Steal them away.
All right. So, I mean, if you say it's an inyan of gmilas chesed, then of course it takes away the sharp. Of course, I mean, it's doing a favor, right? It's doing a favor. Okay. But the chidush is that according to this mocker, it's this is mamish the mitzvah of Ohavtes Hashem Elokecho to make the Shem Hashem on the whole world. Shiyu and mitzvah loy machino, so therefore mali noy so miyad. So we'll see right away. But the point is, once it comes to a point, when you are megayer, then you are mekayem a mitzvah. Right? That much, yes. Alright. Of course, I mean, you can be doiche, you can say, of course, I mean, there is a kiyum mitzvah of mile, for instance. I mean, hora, you make a brocha, shirkin shonam mitzvah, it's all. I mean, what's the... But they bring it down as a mocker that it's much more that loy mashinon, that means loy mashinon means it's more of a chiyum, because if you say it's a reshus, what would be the svar of loy mashinon? Why not? So do it tomorrow if it's a reshus. So if it's loy mashinon, there is a mashmoes of a little bit of a chiyuv. Otherwise, why would it be loy mashinon? Now, the problem is that in a few places you find the statement in the Gemara that koshin geirim liyisrael kesapachas. That's forget. I mean, it's not good. I mean, you shouldn't be megayer because they are very, very bad for Klal Yisrael. And you have another very sharp statement. This is also in a hearing Kuftes Omed Beis in Ivomis. You have a statement that says, "Ro achar ro." Tovoi lemekable geirim. It's a very sharp statement. It's like a curse to the ones that are mekabel geirim. So
what?
Ro acharo. Now ro acharo. Tovoi lemekable geirim. So Toishre says right here in for here Mimzayin Omed Beis. Toishre says, what was the svore? Why is it koshin gerim lishroel kesapachas? So the first chart in Toisves is lefishe ein bekim bedegduke mitzvahs. Vishroel meidre maseye. It sounds like it's two reasons. First of all, they don't keep the mitzvahs. Second of all, they still keep their old culture, and Klal Yisrael learns from their maisim. Second chart brings down from Rashi Nido. Mishum dekol Yisrael areivin ze bezeh. So therefore, why should we add to our responsibility? So Toisei Sarkash, it's not true. We have no responsibility for Geirim because it's much from the Gemara that some machlokes Rashi Toisei whether the cloud kol Yisrael areivin ze bezeh, whether it includes Kal Geirim or not. So according to Rashi, that it includes Kal Geirim. So who needs extra responsibility? The oidi shloimar. The koshim gerim l'Israel lefishem misarvim bohen ve'ein shchino shuro elo al mishpachos hamiyuchosei sheb'Yisrael, because it takes away from the yichus of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's koshim l'Israel kesapachas. Now, according to this pshat, or this pshatim up to this point, it's mashma that the reason why we can be mekabel gerim because it's bad for us, right? It's not good for us to be mekabel gerim. However, you have a pshat here, the yesh meforshim, the Torah brings down at the end, yesh meforshim, lefi shebiyoyser huzar Yisrael ala gerim, we find that the Torah is specially medayet. Or you know asager and other things, avasager, special mitzvahs, and it's so difficult to be ve'eni cholim leizor noino also, and it's so difficult to be mekayim bedikduk, all the mitzvahs that we have about gerim. So there is nothing wrong with them. Fakir, it's that we, for us, so difficult because we can be mekayim all the mitzvahs that are noigeya to the gerim. So this is the last pshat here in Toishas. Our Toishas in Kedushin brings down another pshat. B'shem Rabbi Avrom Ager. Interesting, Rabbi Avrom Ager, one of the Balei Tosfos. So he says here in the Shonin Tosfos brings it down. Why? What's wrong with Mekabel Gerim? Fakir, because they are so good. Because Keshemeitivim Maseye, they are so good that in comparison to us, we're going to come out much worse than they are, right? Like it's like going to be like a limut choy vonas chas v'sholem. Look how good they are, right? The Gemara says kusi medakdikin on the mitzvahs that they were mekabel yosem Yisrael. So it's like it's a choy vonas, which means nothing is wrong with them. This fits with this with the last pshat in Tosfos that the reason why you can't be mekabel is not because something is wrong with them. Because if something is wrong with us, that's what comes out. That, according to both shotim, the last shot in Tosfos because it's kosher lizor meinoson, because we can be mekayim all the mitzvahs with them as we are supposed to, and according to Rabbi Avrom Ager because they are so much better than we are. That's what comes out. Right? I mean, it's really it's odd. It's Rabbi Avrom Ager who says the pshat. No, this is in Kiddushin, really. It's in Kiddushin, Ayin Omed Beis. I mean, I didn't bring down all the Gemara's,
but Rashi brings down that pshat that the Gemara are so good. I
think Rashi brings it down. Could be. Torah brings it down.
Rashi brings it down. The Gemara keep the mitzvahs more. The more
better.
Because they chose it for themselves. Maybe it's
could be. I didn't see it. I didn't see it in Rashi. Good. Anyway.
I remember learning the sugi here.
I think Rashi brings down the
Gemara. Yeah. So this is in Memzayin and Mez the Tosfos. It's most of the Gemaras that are Noigeya in Ibomez, but really this Tosfos in Kedushin. This the last thing that I quoted to you is in Kedushin Ayin Omed Beis. Now, concerning the Gemara in Kuftes Omed Beis that I told you, Roach Haro Tovoy LeMekable Gerim. Sisto says like this. Hey, you see clearly from Tosfos that something is bothering Tosfos. Tosfos starts right away. Omari, the Haino Hikoshem Asinoison Lis Gair. Like when you force them or you try to, you do missionary work, your mommies try to pressure them into the Megair. Or you don't go through the regular tests of Gerus. What about if they insist that they want to be misgayer? Yeshlonu lekablom. That for sure that's not what the Gemara means the curse. Why? Shearemotzinu shenen shu Avrom Yitzchok v'Yaakov shelo kiblu letimno. You know the Medrash says the Timno wanted to become a Gioris. And once that she was refused, she became a Pilegesh to Eliphaz. And who did she give birth to? Amolek, Venofak, Mino Amolek, the Tsarinu, the Israel. And that is the responsibility of Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov. That's a Medrash that Tosfos brings down. And from this Medrash, Tosfos says the Charaye, that it's vakert, if they are misamech, you are not supposed to refuse them. Vegam, besides, I mean, if it could be wrong to be Megayer, so how come Yeshua Kibel Rochov? Rochov became a Gioris. Now, it's a question of Rusa Moyavio? I mean, what's wrong with Gioris? I mean, if something wrong with Gioris, so why Rus? except for so what bothering Tosis? What bothers Tosis, of course, is, I mean, you can't say, I mean, you see from Mikoiros that there is an union of the, to be Megayer, so why all of a sudden here you find Roach HaRo? So Tosis is Mechalik. Roach HaRo means when they are not Misamet, and you are Misamet, like it says by the one of the Hashmonoi kings, that they claim that he went to Edoim, and by force he was megayer them, right? Which one of the kings was it? Was it Yochanan Hyrcanus, I think. One of the kings of Yanai? One of the who? Yochanan Hyrcanus. One of the kings of the Hashmonoim decided to expand, conquered Edoim, now it's the eastern side of Eretz Israel, took all the Edoimim, forced them to be Megayer, and what came out was all the, you know, the Hordos comes out, it was a Gera Edoimi. I saw, by the way, that somebody who was a rabbi in the United States, he wrote the Kolboy on Avelus, about Greenwald. You have tremendous bookie. So, what? Mm-hmm. From where? Mm-hmm. No, I think from Ohio somewhere, from Columbus, I think.
He was from Hungary originally.
Wasn't from Hungary, but he became a rabbi. You know. So he was a tremendous boki, and he wrote a book on history. Very interesting book on the history of the second Beis Hamikdash. So he claims that it's slander to say that the Yochanan Hyrcanus or whoever it was that actually forced the Edoimim to be Megayer, because it's mamish against our whole Ashkope to force somebody to be Megayer. And what really happened is that since he won the war, they had the din of Eved Knani. They all had the din of Avodim Knani. So once they became free, they automatically became Jewish. So it wasn't mamish that the Chas V'Sholem to be Choshed, the Hashmoinoim, I mean, good. I mean, there were among them some Yanai who was pro Tzeduki, but the Huber, they were Tzadikim. So how can you be choshed that Chas V'Sholem did it? But okay, but whatever it is, we do find the criticism that the Hashmoinoim forced the Geirus, and that is as Roach HaRo. That is a terrible thing. Now, on the other hand, says Tosfos, we find that this is not true. Why? How can we be mechalik between misamets and eino misamets? Right? The Tosfos is being mechalik between a goy who is misamets to become Jewish and a goy that's not misamets. The famous Gemara in Shabbos about all those goyim that come to Hillel, right? And one tells them, "Al minas tal bi a koyin godol," right? Make me a yid, al minas tal bi a koyin godol. And Hillel accepts him. And then afterwards, while he's teaching him, that's mashma that he accepted him first. And while he's teaching him, he learned the Zohar Korev Yumos. Remember the Gemara. So he said, "What do you mean, Zohar Korev Yumos?" Says Hillel, "Yes, even David HaMelech." "Oh, if so, so how can I become a Kohen Gadol?" So then he changed his mind and he forgot about the condition. Or, I mean, all the cases by Hillel, tell me kol haTorah kula regelachas, and he was mekabel him. Sidoch mashma, even without misamets, if a goy comes and he says, "Yes, I'll become Jewish if you make me a kohen gadol," of course, how can you call it misamets? Ve'af al pi shelo yoyu misamtzin lizgayer, even though you see that goy misamtzin, so now lo chastire. Right, I was Mechadis as Tosfos, there is a little bit Misamets and not. So listen to Tosfos' answer here. Yoideya hoyo Hillel bohem, she soifom lio is geirim gmurim. Kmoishi also le besov. Like we see, that the sov was moichiach on tchiloson, taka they did become, they mean, they all did become a geirim gmurim. So here, Tosfos, all of a sudden, it's very difficult because, so what's Tosfos saying? That sometimes even Eino Misamets is good enough. So what is the getter? Before, Tosfos was magdir clearly. If the goy is Misamets, then it's fine to be mekabel. If he's not mesamet, it's not fine. Now Tosfos is mechadesh that even if he's not mesamet, if you really know, if you are Hillel, and you are so perceptive that you can tell what these kavones are, then it's okay. Now, what I want to do now is read to you the Rambam's pshat, the Rambam's psak here in Surah B of Peret Yud Gimel. Again? What is the reason for misamit? It's shver. I mean, what is the reason for misamit?
To make sure that it's...
So you're 100% right. This stuck in the pshat. Meaning, it's not just a chiluk between misamits or nadit. Somebody's misamits, we give in to it. If not, not. Toshis is really telling you upshot, and that's what I wanted to prove to you talking from the Rambam. Toshis is really telling you upshot in misamits. It's not stam a chiluk between misamits and eino misamits. Is that a misamit? What about if somebody is misamit because he wants to become rich, for instance? Is that called misamit? He really wants to become Jewish. Why? Because he wants to be rich, and all Jews are rich, for instance. Is that called misamit? Obviously not. Misamit is just one of the tests of the purity of his intention. That's all. There is no real sign of misamit. Because otherwise, Tosfos' last pshat doesn't make any sense. If misamit is really the condition, so what if Hillel knew their what went through their minds? They're still not misamit. They don't care, right? You see, Shammai said, "Leave," right? So you see that misamit is not a condition. So this is what I wanted to really prove to you from the Rambam. Really, the Rambam is just quoting the Gemaras, but the way he puts them all together, we get a clear picture. So it starts in Peret Yud Gimel here in Surah Bio. And he says like this in Halacha Yud Dalet. So first of all, he says Al Yalal, you shouldn't think Chas Vishon the Shloim Melech married Goyes Elo Soid Hadobor Kahu. This is what really happened. Shamitzvah nechoino kesheyovoi hagera giores lisgayer boitkin acharo shemo biglal momoin oy bishvil sroro sheyizkelo. You have to find out, does he have an ulterior motive? Oy mipnei hapachad bolikones ledas, maybe he's afraid to be not a goy, right? There is a situation by Purim because misiyahadim bikinof al pachad ayudim alehem. Vimishu, you check, maybe he knows an eino be'isho. Vimishu, shemoi neo nosno be'bochur mi'bakur Yisrael. Im loy nimtso ilo, if you can't find any cause, any ulterior motive for the gerus, moidi noiso koived oil ha'toiro, you tell him how the koived oil ha'toiro, ve'atoirach sheyesh be'asiyoso, you make sure to tell him all the difficulties of being Jewish, Kedei Sheifroishu. The Rambam says, Kedei Sheifroishu. That is even after you didn't find any ulterior motive. You still have an obligation to talk him out of it. Im kiblu veloi pirshu. What about if they say, still, we still want to become Jewish even after you threat, you scared him. Vero oisom shechozru me'ahavo. And you see that they did it me'ahavo and loy me'hiro. Mekabli moison shenemar, and here we find the mocker for Tois voice. Vateire ki misametzes. That's the word this lisamit, right? Now that's the mocker. When Naomi saw that Ruth is misametzes, that's the usage of the word lisamet. You see that she was misamet. Vatechta ledva dabere leo. That's when she stopped bothering her. So this is where Tosfos got the soy that lisamit, that's the chilu between lisamit and that. Lefichoch, loy kiblu bezin kerim kolimei David v'shloimo. In the times of David v'shloimo, the established bezin weren't mekabel any gerus at all. Bimei David because of pachad, shloimo because he was so successful. Shekol hachoizer min ho'akum. Bishvil dobor mehevle yo oilom, Einoi megeirei hatzedek. So we have the new concept here. There is such a concept of geirei hatzedek, which implies there is a geir that's not geir tzedek. Vapal pikein, what does it mean a geir that's not geir tzedek? Ko yu geirim har bemisgairim emeidovidu shloimo. Mipnei hediyoitos, not the established botei dinim. Right? There were hediyoitos, got together, were megair. So what was the halacha concerning these people? The hoyu bezdin hagodol is a very difficult problem here. Hoyu bezdin hagodol choyshashin lohem. So the bezdin hagodol didn't suspect, in other words, they were machmir to consider them Jews lechumre, that's a choyshashin. Loi toichinoison, they wouldn't say you are not Jewish. Veloi mikarvinoison. Ad shetire achariso, until you know what really happened in their minds. Now, what does it mean, what happened in their minds? What does it mean? Whether it was l'shem shomayim? Of course, we know it wasn't l'shem shomayim. So, what do we see from it? That even if it's not l'shem shomayim, even if it is for surore or for money or for anything else, if they're gerus, right, is good, in other words, if they are ready to be mekabel the mitzvahs, then the gerus is bedeyeved, okay. You hear clearly what the Rambam is saying here. In other words, there is a ger to be mekabel lechatchile, that's only a ger tzedek. And a ger tzedek is only if you do it me'avo. If the ger is megar, the goy is megar me'avo. But even if he's not megar me'avo, he's megar me'yiro, or for because he wants the sroro, or because he wants to marry a Jewish boy or girl, that is also b'dievet gerus. But you have to make sure that they act like Jews. What about if they are megayer and they don't act like Jews? Doichi noison, says the Rambam, or yobez nagadol, doichi noison, if you see bacharisom, that it was just a fake. Alright, that is, we don't really know what it is. We don't really know. I mean, a lot has been written. What does it mean, Doichinoison? Doichinoison is some kind of a Xer the Rabbonon, like Dovid did it. That's why they bring down the Gemara in Yevomos, that he decided that the Givoinim, remember, there's a whole story with the Givoinim. The Givoinim were Jewish. But then when they showed Achzorios, a terrible Achzorios with myself showed, so it says that Bez Dino Shel Dovid Amelech, they were Goizer on them. What were they goyzer on them? So Poshe Pshat is they were goyzer that we should have nothing to do with them. Right? And then eventually they'll disappear from the map as Jews. But to make them not Jewish is not possible once they are Jewish. So the Pshat in the Rambam is very, very difficult. We don't really know Pshat in the Rambam. Because by the way, the mokol that they bring down is this Gemara concerning Dovid HaMelech deciding that the Givoinim aren't good. We have to be goyzer on them, that they are nitche from Klal Yisrael. But that status, what does it mean being nitche from Klal Yisrael? That might mean just we are not allowed to have anything to do with them. But what about they personally? Now, if a personal, an individual givoni would come to the Rav and ask him, do I still have to put on tefillin? What would the Rav say to the givoni? That's not the question. What? That could very well be that he's high. That's what I mean, that we don't really know shot in the Rambam. Yes, what?
The Rambam is talking about here that after the person was Megayer, yeah, after he was Megayer, so even if it was Shalosh Shemayim, if he keeps the mitzvahs, so then he's the Jew. If he keeps the mitzvahs, then he's Dokin Mitzvah.
Dokin Mitzvah.
Now, the Devah, you don't know, there's nothing else. They never kept the mitzvahs. There's certain meters that they didn't want to be.
Wait. But over there, yeah, but over there, that means like this. According to Dovid HaMelech's Beis Din, they decided they don't act like Jews. If they could do such a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it's more than just mitzvahs. I mean, they are so achzorious. You remember what they did? They hung the Bnei Shol by their thumbs. I mean, a terrible thing. A Jew wouldn't do such a thing.
So many generations after that, the Megayer is not shining.
All right. It's of course. I mean, it's very, very difficult. I mean, how can you lemafreya? But the same difficulty you have about a person's personal life too. I mean, so what if 10 years later you'll see that he's an Achzor? Right?
No, here we're talking about after
a person.
The next Shabbos he doesn't keep Shabbos.
What about if 20 Shabbos from there. You know, is the Rambam Mechalek between the next Shabbos and 20 years from there? Right? So this, we can go through the Meforshim over here, but the simple pshat in the Rambam is really that Doichin means that we as Jews should have nothing to do with them. The Rambam doesn't go into their individual status. You hear the Nafkamine. Doichin Oishon means you have nothing to do with them as Jews. Don't allow them to come into shul. Don't let your daughter marry them. Don't be mitzaref to minyan. That's called Doichin as a klal. But to say that the individual is potter from putting on tefillin, this is very, very difficult to say, right?
He wanted the first of this, because they koi, who was Megayer. And after he was Megayer, he becomes a he's a Jew.
100%. That's what we'll see right away. That we'll see right away. He's 100% a Jew. Of course, that Gemara that says that once you are Jewish, you are stuck forever, could be talking about a case that what? That they were Mekabalim because he passed the test. Right? They waited a month or whatever. And they said, yes, we give you the diploma, you're Jewish, whatever the procedure was of Kabbalah. Once he says it does that, and then he becomes a mumor. So he's a mumor like all other mumor in the world. I mean, it's not, right? It's loved after this case. Yeah. Okay. So, again, so what is the status of someone who is nisgayer alidei hetiyotes? You hear the problem here. It's a major problem. Right? To be mekabalim lechatchile, no question about it, you're not allowed to. But what about if he was niskabel alidei hetiyotes? So he's not like any other Jew. Meaning, there is a chiyuv to be doichen. Right? If he doesn't keep the mitzvah.
What about a
born Jew? A
what? Someone was born Jewish and
so I'm telling you, there's a tremendous difference. Tremendous difference. Because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is mashma, is a tenai in the Geirus. And we'll see that the word tenai is completely wrong. I'm just telling you, on the surface it sounds, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is a tenai in the Geirus. So, of course, right?
What the time period is to this tonight?
That's the thing. Rambam doesn't say. Leaves it completely flexible,
well,
completely open.
What if a guy keeps the mitzvah for 6 months?
All right. So, it's very difficult. You see, the Rambam is talking about a Beis Din. When there is a Beis Din, when there is a formal institution that makes this kind of decisions, so they wait a reasonable period of time until they are satisfied that he's a good gear. Then they make the decision, and once they make the decision, he's stuck forever. He's Jewish. But if he didn't make the decision, go. Okay, now. That's different. You know, according to many Meforshim, that's the Poshet Shah that he's really Jewish. It's the Poshet Shah. What? That he's not Jewish at all, you're saying. That he's not Jewish at all. It's not doichi noiso. Ain't no gear. I mean, doichi noiso, right? And you've seen the Meforshim when they bring down the mokor, and they bring down the mokor is from the Givoinim, right? It's also together. They are not part of Klal Yisrael anymore, but they are not individually. They may be Jewish. Good, but that's already a shaila. I mean, it's already an old shaila in the Rambam where the doichi noiso means he's a goy gomor, or he's a Jew lechumred. Now, I just want to go on a little bit more. Ulefishe gier shloimo noshim benoson and shimshon v'adobo yodua sheloi chozru elo bishvil dobor, they had an ulterior motive v'loyal pi bezden giaru. I'm sorry, v'loya pibezen giyarum, choshvon akosuf kilo hein akum. That's why the Torah, the Tanakh calls them like akum, choshvon akosuf. Ubi isura noimdim, but chas v'sholem the Shlomo HaMelech should marry a goye. Which means, the Tanakh, the Novi that always says, together like Ruvain, Vayishka, Vespileges, meaning, Gudzme, sort of. You know, just to bring out the Chumras Adobor, the Tanakh calls her an Akum. But Chas Vishonim the Shloima Melech should marry a Goy. Of course she was Jewish. In Halacha she was Jewish. But Al Pi Rias HaTorah, Al Pi Rias the Novi, she was Akum. You hear how Rambam is Mechal. We call her an Akum even though Halacha thinks she's Jewish. The Oid, listen to this difficulty. I mean, I don't want to go into it, but of course, Shehoichiach Soifon Al Tchiloson, right, that refers back, right? What happened to the wives of Shloima Melech? That eventually they were Oived Avoid Ezoret, right? Shehen Oived Oizkum, Ubonu Lem Bomois. So therefore what? Period. End of Halokhe. Ido Chagayet what? That they were Goyes? So what? So were there Goyes? So how can he say, so Chas V'Sholem to say Shlomo HaMelech married Goyes? So how do you put it together? Again, it gives itself to both children. Either Lemafreya there were Goyes, but Shlomo HaMelech, Basher Hushom married them, not knowing what's going to be at the end. Or you say, no, Halochetik, they still remain Jewish personally. But as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, it's somebody that you have to be Doiche, so that way we can't really consider him Jewish. You hear how it gives itself to both children. Ger sheloi bot kuacharov, oi sheloi oi diwa mitzvahs. What about if you don't tell them the mitzvahs? Umol betova bitnei gimilet yoitois harei ze ger. Haflei bofele. All of a sudden, says the Rambam, what about if you don't tell them anything? Well, if you don't tell him anything, he's a ger because he didn't reject anything. You hear? Haflei bofele. Afilu noida shebishvil dovor hu misgayer. Even if we know that it was for an ulterior motive. Hoil umol vetoval yotso miklal akum. And then again. Vechoyshishin lo yad sheizbayer tzitkosoy. Again the same mindset. And so why do you wait? I mean, if he's Jewish, I mean, why do you have to wait? Veafilu chozar veovat kum. Right? He was over that word is Zorim. Harei huk Yisrael mumor shekidush of kidushin umitzo lazir aveidosoy ulefichoch kimu shimshon ushloimon eshoiseyen af hal pishen iglesoidon. So what really is the Rambam saying?
I'm just wondering what the Shaila is, first of all.
How do you know? Maybe lefichoch they kept him. Because at the time, they didn't know. In other words, the question is on Shlomo HaMelech. He married her, right? How could he have kept them? He did, right? The answer is, because meanwhile, he doesn't know what's going to be the Soifot. How do you know that the Rambam means? Here, the Rambam says, this is just the justification for Shlomo HaMelech and Shimshon for having kept their wives. What is the justification? That they are 100% Jewish, you are saying. That fits into the pshat, that doichi noison, that doichi noison means they are still personally Jewish. What about, according to all those mefortune, they say that doichi noison means that moichiach lemafreya, that if there was no kabbalas mitzvahs at all, he doesn't say the fairies, that's the problem. If Rama would say the fairies, it would avoid, it would have avoided tons of ink. No. The Rama says like this. What about if he afterwards is Oved Avoid Zorah, then he's like Yisrael Mumor. When did he start Oved Avoid Zorah?
This person that he's talking about,
yeah,
that the worm did,
yeah,
and he was going to die for an instant.
Right. When? Before Nisbar Tzidkosoy or after?
Before.
You're saying before? No, it doesn't. That's the problem. I mean, you have to think of, the Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. If he wouldn't, it would have been clarified. The Rambam could very well mean, and if after the Nisbar Tzidkosoy, then he's Oved Avoy Dezora, he's like Yisrael Mumor. What about if before Nisbar Tzidkosoy, maybe he's a goy lemafreya? We simply don't know pshat in the Rambam. And it's noygeya lemaise, right? Of course, it's noygeya lemaise in thousands and thousands of cases. What is the halacha of somebody that loy nisbara tzitkosoy, right? Rube de rube, I mean, unfortunately, 90%, and I'm being optimistic, of gerus in the world today is without a real Kabbalah mitzvah, right? In Kabbalah mitzvah, I mean, where is this Gemara? The Gemara says, Afile Doborecho, the Gemara in Bechoyres. What about Bechoyres, the Flamen? Choyres, the Flamen of Ebein, the Gemara says, what about if he says, Al Mikabel Kola Torekul, except one? That's not a Kabbalah. Kabbalah means either all or nothing. Otherwise, it's not a Kabbalah. Otherwise, you are the judge, you are the Novi, you are saying what yes and what not. If it's not Torah, if you're saying Torah without feeling is not Torah. Right? Now, we're going to come back to you.
What?
So, there is no question about it, as far as Lechatchile or Shuna. The question is if Hedyoites did it. If Hedyoites did it, is it Chal or isn't it Chal? Is she Jewish or not? Major question.
When she was never Shomer Shabbos.
Never ever was she showing her shots.
And we know that, that's borrowed. 100%.
So let what?
They didn't know anything.
Oh, also you say, is that called Ayedia or not? Mm. So I want to read to you. What? I don't want to say what Ayedia is. You know, you can understand what Ayedia is. Right? I mean, Ayedia means somebody who doesn't really, is not part of the institution of the Botei Dinim. There is a system called Botei Dinim. Hedyoites means we get together, let's make a Bezdin. Let's call it
Hedyoites. So if a regular Bezdin was a guy, then even though he wasn't shown the Shabbos one time, then he got signed justice, then 100% here?
If what? If it's a real Bezdin?
A regular Bezdin was a guy.
And they never kept Shabbos?
They never kept Shabbos.
So they're playing the role of Hedyoites. I mean, today, you understand? So, I want to read to you two chilis of Reb Moshe. I think I personally was fascinated by the difference in the language, the difference in time between the two chilis of Reb Moshe. I think I've read it over 20 years. I think even more. Well, right away I'll tell you. It's in Ziyore Dei Kuf Nun Zayin, Tshuve Kuf Nun Zayin. He is a short tshuva. The title is Beger She'ein Sad De'Sheloi Kibel Mitzvah Saf Shoma Be'Piv She'Mikabel. He said, and that he is, the rabbis are very careful, right before going to the mikveh, do you accept all the laws of the Torah? Certainly, Rabbi. Right? I mean, that they all do it. They all do it. Yeah. So, but we know very well that it's nothing. So here, this was a tshuva in 1920 Tarpat. 1929, when Reb Moshe was still in Lubavitch, in Europe. Listen to how interesting it is, the change here. Bamishen is topic for Torosa. He's answering a question. In Ger Sheloi Kibel Olo Mitzvah Sinechshav Ger, Poshut Uborur She'einoi Ger Klal. Af B'Dievet. Klor. His father's upset that he received from his father. Halocho lemaise. Be'uv dekazu she'eino ger klal. Bein lekule, bein lechumre. She'kabolas mitzvahs ge'er, be'ger me'akev. Ve'afim omar be'piv she'mekabel mitzvahs. So you're going to say, I believe, dvorim she'beleiv eino dvorim? Ridiculous. Dvorim she'beleiv eino dvorim is when we have no reason to suspect what's going on in your life, right? Then it's Einot Dvorim. But if we know that from the mikveh, you're going to go to the trefa restaurant to commemorate, you know, just for make a party. So what kind of Dvorim she believe? It's believe kolodom. So he says, Imanan Sade, well, we know, we are fools, we know. She no mekabel lo be'emes, Eino klum. Ve'ger she mehane l'she mishu b'dieve, that will we find. That a ger b'dieved is a ger, Irish b'shvilo ishus kibel alo mitzvahs b'emes. Says Reb Moshe Klor. What? What? The second situation. The first situation is, you know she never plans to keep Shabbos like the halacha, she never plans to eat kosher like the halacha. even if she doesn't plan to do one thing al pi halacha, that's sufficient to say she wasn't mekabel the Torah, right? But says Rav Moshe, but what about if she means it, but she has an ulterior motive? You hear the combination. Okay, she wants to do it because of marriage, but she wants to become real Jewish. In other words, she wants to keep all the mitzvahs. That b'di'eved is a gerus. Uboruru poshut. This is boruru poshut v'zeh omar ribitz. Again, Abba Mori. Ubichlal, nice of this. Ubichlal, any idea tam harabonim hatoim b'zeh. I don't understand. I mean, even if you make a mistake, there has to be some basis for your mistake. In this case, I don't understand the reason for this toim, for this misled rabbis. The avledi dohu, even according to them. For sure, a favor to Klal Yisrael you are not doing. Even Leshitos Choy says, I don't understand. I mean, why are you helping Klal Yisrael to add another non, even if he's a frum Jew, right? But he's doing it for an ulterior motive. You're not doing any favor. The vaday loynichelei laKodesh Baruch Hu lam Yisrael shisarvu geirim kelu b'Yisrael. For sure, that you're not doing God's will. This is Simen Kufnun Zayin, written in 1929. Now, a few pages later, here's a tshuva about something else, about whether a bezin of Geirus, it's Kufnun Tes, whether the bezin of Geirus has to be all Talmidei Chachomim, and somebody will be very careful, you're going to go into small towns. For sure, even if you're not going to be a rabbi, the rabbi will ask you to be part of the Beis Din, right? They're always looking for frumen people to be part of the Beis Din. Be extremely careful. So it says here, so he answered the tshuva whether in Kufnun Tes, whether he should, if they all have to be Talmidei Chachomim, or one has to be a Talmid Chochem. But Derech Agav, he says like this. Oh, the time difference. This was written already in Tovshin Yud, 1950. So it's 21 years different. 21 years, and he's already, of course, in New York. So listen to what he says. Ach biklal, this he says towards the middle of the tshuva. Ach biklal, he says, ikerat gerus loy noicho daiti mizeh, vaninimna mizeh. Notice the difference in language. Loy rak mitzad adin shemekablem lechatchile bishvil ishus, elo gam mitam shehu kimat borur keanan sadei sheloy mekabeles amitzves v'rak bepiyo imere shemekabeles ubeloy kabolas mitzves af rak prat echot homifurish bibchoyrish daflamit shemekablin oisho. You see that even one is not good enough. So what good is it? Veloidomi log the Shabbos. Oh, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says like this. Dav Samaches. What about if a goy is megayer and he never heard about Shabbos? Is it a good gerus or not? Right. So he says, have a ger. It's a good gerus. Why? Because there he didn't reject anything. Mishum dehosom kibel al mashem echayvim de Yisrael. He didn't know whether it's this or that. If Itake doesn't know, you hear, if you wouldn't teach the Gentile anything at all, and you tell him, do you want to be mekabel the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael? And he has no idea what it means. He thinks it's eating gefilte fish. So, and he says, yes, then it could be a good gerus b'di'eved. You hear, it's an incredible thing. But once you tell him, and then of course in their minds they know very well they'll never keep it, then it's a rejection. Of course, it's not a gerus. Was the raya ukmoy bechol ger? That we're gonna see if you have time in the Rambam. The Rambam says you only tell him part of the mitzvahs. Don't tell him all the mitzvahs. And you'll see read the reason right away in the Rambam. Why not? Don't tell him all the mitzvahs. So if you didn't tell him all the mitzvahs, so even a ger tzedek doesn't know all the mitzvahs. So what kind of a kabbalah is it? So what do you see that the main thing is not the kabbalah? I mean, it is. But the pshat in the Kabbalah is that there is no rejection. It's a Kabbalah klolis. doesn't have to be a Kabbalah protis of every mitzvah. Right? If you really want to convert somebody, don't tell him anything. Right? That's what comes up. But if he tell him and he wasn't mikablin, the zeu iker gerus, because Kabbalah's mitzvah is not a conditioning gerus, just the opposite. Kabbalah's mitzvah is what makes him Jewish. You hear what Ramosha said? And he's like, I found a shite. Let's see if I wrote it down. That says like this. Here it is. There is a shita that says that b'diyeved, if you don't have a bezdin, I mean, we don't pask in that way, but I'm telling you there is a shita in the Rishonim, that if b'diyeved, if by the milas ger you didn't have a bezdin, and the tvilas ger you didn't have a bezdin, but you had a bezdin for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's okay b'diyeved. You hear? For Kabbalah's gerus you need a bezdin, right? If you don't have a bezdin for mile and not for twile, but for Kabbalah's gerus, yes, that is Kabbalah's gerus. So even though we don't pass the twile, but what do you see from it? The Kabbalah's gerus is not a condition of gerus. That is gerus, except that gerus needs like kinyonim. You have to do something, so you have to do mile, you have to do twile. Those are the actions that accompany the gerus. But the gerus is the Kabbalah. That's what Reb Moshe means. It's not a tenai. That is the gerus. So it's ridiculous to say, well, he went through mil and tvile. What do you mean? Without Kabbalah's mitzvah, you're not Jewish. Uberoiv ha-gerus shebe-medino zu, shebe-shvil issues, that the most gerus are made because of marriage, ein mekabli mitzvahs, af kashe oimrim bepiyam shemekabli. The who can noida shemeramin, what, we are fools? We know they are fooling us. Ah, you remember the last tshuva? Listen to this. Ach mikol mokoi, ulai giyore zu tekabel an mitzvahs. Maybe, you know, we're living in a different world today. You can never know what will happen tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow she will decide to keep Shabbos. No. In general, now he's not talking about any case specific. Just he's talking about what they did, whether they need talmei chum. Derech Hagav, he's talking about the issue. No, not at all.
This is where the person,
you think,
is not going to go out and keep
Shabbos. Yeah, but how do you know? How do you know for sure? Ulechein, eini oimer bozeh klum. Do you hear the blushing? Ulechein, eini oimer bozeh klum. Ki yesh harbe rabbonim b'New York, mekablim gerim ke'elu. I mean, the modesty of Reb Moshe. I mean, he wasn't the type of to say, you know, kiblu daiti. I mean, even though he's convinced that he's right. Listen, Rabbonim in New York, when I call all of them, what, Amerazi? I can't call them all Amerazi. If all the Rabbonim in New York, or most Rabbonim in New York, are doing it, I can't say anything. I'm not going to scream. You hear the Reb Moshe's modesty. But you hear the difference in the... Umemele ein li loimar b'zei surim. I'm not going to say Yisurim if all the Rabbonim in New York are doing it. But one thing I'll tell you, Ani ein daiti noiche, v'gam das abomori ha-goyen zatzal hoyen, that's not. Lo yoyo noiche meze. Abo lo yamino Yisurim beze. Ukvoi toiroso yase kefi avonoso, you do what you think, ukefi ha-doiche, according to the situation. You want to do it? All right. You should know my opinion. I can't say keep him daiti. The difference in the language is so obvious. It's 100% obvious. Reb Moshe is saying here, of course, that his own opinion, of course, is it's ridiculous. Without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if you know that the ger wasn't never had in mind to be mekabel Shabbos, right? They don't belong to the community of Shomer Shabbos. They belong to a reformer shul. So what, they're going to go keep Shabbos, right? So according to my opinion, for sure it's out of the question. But it could be, I mean, since all the Rabbonim are doing it, maybe they're the point, maybe they should will be Mekabel. I don't know. So I can tell you, Isurim, you should know my opinion, and that's all.
So I think the question is whether we can compare the case of a person who doesn't appreciate the significance of keeping Shabbos to the case of the Gemara in Shabbos, where a Ger never heard about Shabbos, and still the Ger is just valid to the Evid.
Now, that's not what I want you to say. Maybe she will keep it.
Well, I think it means that maybe she'll keep it when she learns of the importance of Shabbos.
Right.
I assume that's what he means.
Right.
Because if she knew, if it's stomach shash, it may be in the future she'll change her mind.
Oh.
I mean, then they have no...
In other words, you're saying like this. Rav Moshe holds, right? I hear Chloe. I mean, Rav Moshe holds like this. Today, for somebody who was raised, a goy, for instance, goes into a family of Reformed Jews, and they tell her, are you going to keep Shabbos? So she knows what's important in Shabbos. Kiddush and Chol, right? That's important. And that she's ready to keep. I mean, whether you are going to be boiler soilis mitoy haoichel, that's important. I mean, according to what she thinks, that's not important. It could be that the moment she finds out that it is important, maybe she will keep it. Maybe it don't count.
That's the whole base achiza for the havamina.
So the truth, right?
Even though she might be mekabel, might it be for pnia acheres?
For
ulterior motives.
And No. He's saying that the yevet, you know, for lechatchile.
I mean, you're
absolutely right, because from the tshuva, it's mashma that he's saying that ulefi hadoichek. Right? What?
He was a new kid on the block. He didn't understand.
I don't know that pshat. You know, no, Moshe wasn't. I mean, he wasn't scared, but I think he was. If there was a tremendous anivus in Rav Moshe. He couldn't stand up against everybody. The idea of standing up against everybody, and who is everybody? We're not talking about Reform rabbis. We're talking about Orthodox rabbis, right? Now, I want to tell you... To stand up against Orthodox rabbis openly, that they are wrong? No.
Even in the Eruv, in the Shulas on the Eruv, he writes at one point that as far as he's concerned, an Eruv in Manhattan is out of the question, but there are Rabbanim who are in Manhattan and who do permit it, and they're allowed to do. Someone asked him if he is a Rav in Upper Manhattan, asked Rav Moshe if he has to object to the fact that his colleagues want to make an Eruv. And Moshe said, as far as I'm concerned, it's Osir. There's no possibility of an Eruv, but they are Baalei Halacha as well. And if they want to act according to the way they understand it, you're not obligated to fight with them. So Moshe essentially gave his sanction to them to do what they want.
Well, even though he held that.
It's
not that because it was in the beginning years. That was his there. He was a tremendous honor. He has the idea about the tshuva that he has, to Rav Amzel, you know, the one who the editor of the what's the name of the Amor, he is a tshuva to him, whether he's mechuyev to listen to him. It's a beautiful tshuva, how to prove that you don't have to listen to me. The Moshe proves in the tshuva that you don't have to listen to me, because it goes through all the yisurdot in Aloche, that he nowadays, even if he holds him to be the god Lador, still is not mechuyev, because it's a different time. Very interesting.
Why? They had the
right, but Ephraim Moshe held that he is the Sanhedrin.
What's the tzad over here to Imakel? Because they have ulterior motives.
What's the tzad to Imakel lechatchile?
Yeah.
Very, very difficult. I mean, but he adds a word which is very, I mean, there is something to the word. I don't know what it means by that. So it could be that it means a kefiha doichek, that bidyeved, if you are nidchak, the situation is such that you have to accept them bidyeved, okay. But it's mashma more that lefiha doichek, if you think that you shouldn't be mekabel lechatchila. No, let's do it's not because your mom took away the whole union of the ulterior motive. Now, Derech Agav, just want to tell you concerning, I think I even mentioned this, concerning the whole issue now, me Yehudi, right here in Eretz Yisrael, who is a Jew? So I heard from very reliable sources, maybe it was even written, that Rav Shach says, what do you mean? I mean, you know, what the whole child of Miu Yehudi? Do we recognize Reform Gerus or don't we recognize, or Conservative Gerus, right? So everybody's fighting, you know, oh, we are going to win Miu Yehudi, only what? Orthodox Gerus. Says Rav Shach, an Orthodox Gerus I recognize. That's what I heard. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I can't hear. But if he didn't say it, for sure he thought it. What? We saw, yeah. Interesting. I heard from reliable sources. They said, to fight for me on Yehudi? It's ridiculous. So I saw, I'm not going to go into the authors who said it, well, but you know, a lot has been written on it. So somebody writes, I mean, of course, not somebody who thinks that Reb Moshe would take his opinion seriously, but in the world, I mean, his opinion is taken seriously by a lot of religious Jews. He says like this, what's this moment that you have to be mekabel mitzvahs? Does that mean that you need to be mekabel tefillin? Oh, Gaia, you don't have to be mekabel tefillin, because if you don't know that tefillin exists, you're still 100% a Jew, right? We just learned that if you don't know tefillin exists, so it depends on halachas that are identified with Yiddishkeit. We don't have the time to go through the Rambam. The Rambam says, you tell him some halachas like this, representative halachas. What?
Mitzvahs kalas,
k'tzas mitzvahs chamuras. In other words, representative halachas, right? That to him identify the chiyuvim of Klal Yisrael. What?
The Kabbal, all of this is except for one. It's only ones that are identified as being Jewish, not brought into.
Oh, you know, if he, for instance, never has in mind
like the Lashon Hora. How can you be the Kabbal again? He's not being a Kabbal after a part of the
Mitzvah.
That's
a very short. This is Dena Chagor. Nitan ala goyim. You know, the halacha says clearly. And by the way, Moshe also is a Jew in this. From the Achiezer, it said to us that, you know, that the halacha, most gerus, right, happen because of marriage. But sometimes it happens after they got married. Or even before they got married, but they live together. And people know, it's known that they live together. And that the Mishnah says clearly, Hanita na lagoya. If somebody is known to have relations with a goya, and then the goya wants to convert, you're not mekabel, you don't allow them to live together. You don't allow them to get married. So according to this, even with all the coolest, it won't help you, right? So that already the Achiezer is matir. He says that nowadays. Right, that is not identified with Yiddishkeit. Now, because he goes through the another tzad. He goes through the tzad. One thing for sure we know he's going to reject. Meaning, let's say we rabbonim, we don't know what he's going to do. Right, but he knows. We know that he knows that next day he's going to live together with the same woman, for instance. So he's rejecting this prat. So how can you say there is a kabbalas mitzvahs? There is a rejection of one prat. So on that, the Achiezer says that that's not called a rejection of Yiddishkeit. Because that prat in his mind is not Yiddishkeit. Reb Moshe says another reason. Reb Moshe says, because nitan halagoye, also because we are afraid that was the reason why he wants to convert, so therefore we don't want to accept it. But when we know that that's not the reason, he's living happily as a goy. You know, he wants to convert to live as a Jew, but it's not the reason because of the marriage. Alright, so what do we see from it? So there is such a concept as ideas that halacha that are associated with Yiddishkeit. So somebody said, what about today? Yiddishkeit, right, is being a Zionist. If you get to the UJA, you come visit Israel every year, right? Or you are even ready to move to Israel. What greater identification is there with Yiddishkeit today than this act? Therefore, he said, I don't want to say his name, the name. He says, Nowadays, since halachas, I mean, Ruben and Ruben of Klal Yisrael don't keep the halachas. You can say halachas make you Jewish. If halachas make you Jewish, you only have a Jew. The totality of the Jewish population would be 5% of the total population. Obviously, 95% of the Jews in the world identify Yiddishkeit with either Zionism or UJA or visiting Israel or coming to Israel. Therefore, he says, as long as you have an acceptance of that, then that is considered a gear that you can be mekabel and more.
Now I see why you don't want to say it.
What?
Now I see why you don't want to say it.
All right. Good. All right. Now. What? But let me tell you, we are not talking about an amoris at all. I mean, let me clarify. One thing, it's not an amoris. But I'm just telling you, you know, judge yourself. I'm just telling you how far you can go, right, if you want to. Right? If you want to, you can go very far.
What? Very close in another
Jew
that was
said
very similar
to Washington.
Yeah.
Right, of course. This Jew also doesn't say Jew, and that's yeah. My addition. I didn't quote it exactly. This is my addition. It's not Kabbalah, there is no such a concept as Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Mitzvah just becomes a means of identification with Klal Yisrael. If it can be a flag, then the flag is good enough. You know, right? You know, standing up for a flag that is identified as Klal Yisrael, then that would become Kabbalah's mitzvah. Meaning, even throughout history, there is no other identification but mitzvahs. You need mitzvahs. Okay. Now, this is the mokor. This kind of svore is the mokor for the most of the Kabbalah's gerus, by the way, in the state of Israel. So, take it seriously. I mean, I'm not telling you something that you should take it as a joke. This is extremely serious. They see, right, the mokor is that in order to be mekabel a ger, there has to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs as an identification for Klal Yisrael. Anything that identifies Klal Yisrael at the time, that is considered a keilu mekabel mitzvahs, because we see that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lav davke. Horayot, you don't tell him anything and it's called Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right? We see from the Gemara in Shabbos Samaches, Geir shenizgar leveinu akum velo yoda mishabbos vafloi meavoy dezore. Listen to this. So what is the halacha of the geir? Why? Because somehow he identified with the Jewish people without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So that is in place. Look, right? Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's in place of...
Here they know.
Oh, so the chidush is they don't know. That's the chidush. You know, I heard from a rabbi in Chutz Lorenz, for instance. What about if they come to Shul Yom Kippur? If she plans to come to Shul Yom Kippur. If you ask, what does it mean to be Jewish? She'll tell you, coming to Shul Yom Kippur. So, why is that worse than giving to UJA? For instance, I'm just...
The problem
is the people who are involved. The process is the same by the conservative. It's the people that are involved. Just let me just finish up with one little thing in the Rambam Gufe. That's what you were saying before. How do you learn the Rambam when the Rambam says like this? A few things. ומוידינוי שוי יקרי הדס שיהיו ייחוד השם ומעריכים בדובר הזה אצרו אצרו כיצד דוימים לוי if now you eat chalev, it's okay. If you eat chalev when you become Jewish, it's terrible. Chorus ואין מרבין מולו ואין מדקדקין מולו, but don't tell him too much. שמו יקרוים לתורדו לתויסו מדרך טויבו. What about if he'll change his mind? Why is the Rambam worrying about changing his mind? Because that's how you're supposed to talk to him, with Rachim, Ratzon, and Rachim.
So you have to tell him not too much. After your doichem, and he comes back and he keeps coming back. So what do you tell him? Meanwhile, and then he says, "Ve'ena kolish bof." All right. Vim chozar boy ve'loy rotzo lekabel hoylech ledarkoi. Right. Vim kibel en mashi noisoy. The Gemara in Ibomois. Elo mali noisoy miyad. Same Gemara in Ibomois. Why? Because the whole point of rejecting gerim, right, is not because it's a mitzvah to reject gerim. It's klar. It's just a process of testing his intentions, that's all. Meaning there is no such a concept that we are against gerim. And by the way, even by, I don't know if you know the story when one of the leaders of the Natura Carta movement, of the leader, the one of the Reb Amram Bloy, when he decided to marry a Gioiris, who was a 100%, that she was 100% Leshem Shemayim without any ksofek. And what do you mean, a Gioiris? Terrible. There is no such a concept in Judaism, a Gioiris, just the opposite. It comes from the fact that Koshel HaMitzvah, Kesapach, all those things that they are bad for Klal Yisrael. But that's all, according to most of the opinions, like we saw in Toises, is because we don't trust them. But if it's 100%, if the intentions are 100%, then ein mashino, so fuck can't. As soon as possible, bring him tachas kafi hashchino, it's your chiyuv. So you see from the Rambam also, that fakir, it's a chiyuv to be megayer. Except that we are so we suspect so much their intentions that we have to go through the whole difficult process to make it difficult for them to make sure that they really mean it, not because it's a mitzvah to reject them. Okay.
When he grows up and identifies as a Jew, even though he's Michal Shaman,
Gair cut is much more keel with the Eved than a Kabbalah.
Yeah, it's a Kabbalah.